The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
The liberal left is getting more and more blatant in their just total disregard for life and any semblance of morality. I shared a story with you about a liberal leftist Baptist church up in Minnesota that's just gone off the deep end. Just off the deep end. That's the liberal left, unfortunately. And then I've got this op-ed piece from CNN from a registered nurse. Her name is Teresa Brown. Registered nurse, and she begins talking about abortion and President Trump's description of babies that are born alive after a botched abortion, saying that it's in essence executing them if we make no attempt at all to treat them, care for them medically. And she says this. I want you to listen to this. The unborn child does not exist as a unique biological entity, but depends on a symbiotic relationship with the mother, a symbiotic relationship that ends only when the umbilical cord is cut following birth. Fetuses are physiologically not people. They cannot live independent of their mothers. Okay, I want to ask a question. After the umbilical cord is cut, can that child exist without their mother or someone else feeding them? Are they not totally, completely, absolutely dependent upon someone else? And the answer is yes. She says the unborn child does not exist as a unique biological entity. That's a quote. This woman's a nurse. Does she not understand that that child has a completely unique DNA and is a unique biological entity? Yes, the child is dependent upon the mother, but that same child is still dependent upon someone after birth. And then she said this. Every abortion has an element of good in it, that it results from a pregnant woman's realization that she is, in that instance, unprepared to be a mother and therefore responsibly decides not to be. Or if she is already a mother, she keeps her focus on the children she already has. Abortion could be considered an interesting variant on the double effect because the harm of it is intended. A pregnancy ends, but the harmful effect is also the good effect. In other words, you get rid of that unwanted child. And that's good. The depravity of the left is breathtaking. And they're getting worse. Which reminds me of the Alabama Democrat that was in the news a couple days ago. Oh, it's getting worse. But this is Friday, so I tried to defer to the phones on Friday, and I got Craig in Mount Gilead, Ohio, on the line. Craig, you're on Bobberty Live. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bob?
Craig, I am blessed, blessed, blessed.
Good. Well, you were commenting about there the fantastic economic news, especially related to the unemployment figures and how the left just can't handle it at all and Nancy Pelosi's response. Well, there's two people in this world that can't move past their defeat by Donald Trump in life. One is Hillary Clinton, and the other is our former governor, John Kasich.
Mm-hmm.
And I now consider him a part of the liberal left. He was on CNN this morning and was asked about that. How do you respond? I mean, certainly you have to give credit to President Trump for these fantastic numbers. And basically what he had to say was, well, yes, we can give him credit for that, but the thing you must keep in mind, people that have jobs today, they have no assurance that they're going to have a job tomorrow, and they worry about that.
Are you kidding? Is that what he said?
No. No, I'm serious. That's what he said. He said, well, they have jobs today, but they don't know about tomorrow, and they worry about that.
Governor Kasich, has there ever been a time in American history that anybody had assurance of a job tomorrow?
Exactly. But he just had to put a bad spin on it somehow.
I am just enormously disappointed with John Kasich. We're not best buddies. We don't golf, but I know him. He knows me. There was a time I had enormous respect for him. He's always been a little weird, a little strange. But I had enormous respect for his political prowess, his conservatism, and he has lost all of that. And he certainly lost all of my respect. I just have no respect for him at all any longer. And it's sad. He's a bitter, vitriolic person. And, anyway. And I think he has embarrassed the state of Ohio. And sadly, he continues to embarrass the state of Ohio. The good news is the new ratings are out, and CNN is in the bottom. They have lost most of their audience. The ratings for CNN are in the toilet. So,
and it's no surprise.
And so there aren't many people hearing John Kasich on CNN. And I guess that's a good
news.
Which
is good that's a good thing, because I always got to cringe when anybody has to say former governor of Ohio, and it's like, oh please don't tell people where he came from.
All right, Craig, thanks. I appreciate it. God bless you. And it's true. And I hate to say that. I hate to say that about anybody. I do. And it actually hurts to say that, to watch what happened. And I don't know for sure. I'm not positive. I'm not an expert. And again, I don't know John Kasich intimately. But I believe it goes back to his church. He is part of an Anglican church, not as liberal as the Episcopal Church, but very, very involved in the whole social justice thing. And I'm telling you, the social justice movement will ruin anyone because it's leftist. It leans to the left. And if you look at the decisions and the change in his politics, John Kasich is almost a mirror of Jim Wallace. And most of you are familiar with Jim Wallace and the Sojourners. Jim Wallace claims to be an evangelical. He is not. Claims to be a Bible believer. He is not. And if you look at what has happened to John Kasich and who John Kasich is today, it's not the man we elected over 8 years ago. It's not anything like it. But he is almost a mirror image of Jim Wallace and the whole social justice people, that whole social justice movement. And I think that's what happened. And it is indeed sad. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, this Alabama I think he's a representative. I don't think he's an Alabama senator. He's a state rep, I believe. Yeah, state rep. Democrat from Alabama. Wait till you hear the latest about this guy. And where is the condemnation?
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I was going to get into the this Democrat in Alabama, but I've got phones, and on Fridays I try my best to defer to phones. So let's go to the phones. And next up is Dave in Gahanna. Dave, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Dave, I am well. Thank you.
Hey, it's been a while since I've called.
It has.
But I want to tell you what happened to me in church back on January 27th.
All right.
Back on January 27th, we had a new priest that started because the priest that replaced him, he is now at two other parishes here in Columbus.
Okay.
But that weekend, that Sunday, his first weekend of masses, I had dropped my wife off at work. I went straight to church.
Mm-hmm.
In mass, during mass, I passed out.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry to hear that.
Two nurses and a doctor. They had to do CPR. My heart had stopped.
Oh, my goodness, Dave.
Now, usually, in a Catholic mass, you're not supposed to stop mass. But they stopped mass and started praying. As they were praying, they said, "That's when I came to." 2 days after that, I got a pacemaker.
Is that right?
Yep.
So you are bionic.
Yep.
Well, I am so grateful that you are doing well, Dave. I am grateful for that, and I am glad you called to share that story.
And I also want to share with your, I don't know how many Africans you got listening to your show. But if there are any people from Africa that listen to your show, at our parish, I'll give the name of the parish. It's St. Elizabeth Roman Catholic Church.
All right.
It's located at 6077 Sharon Woods Boulevard off of 161.
All right.
Just north of 161. On the third Sunday of each month at 1 o'clock, we have an African mass.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I was unaware of that.
All of them are invited to come to our African mass.
All right. Well, Dave, I am delighted that you are doing so well. And hadn't heard from you for a while, and so I am very grateful that you are still among us, that God spared you and the right people were there, and I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Thank you. Next up is Charles in Columbus. You're up next. Welcome.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Charles, I am just great.
That is good to hear, Bob. That's good to hear. So am I. I'm glad to hear that. Hey, Bob, I got two comments. The first one is Trump. Trump is a gangster. He's a hoot. He's a thug. The cornerstone of our country is rule of law. vis-a-vis the Constitution. Not only is Trump disobeying that, but he's telling everybody in his administration, even folks who weren't in there, even folks who are not in there now, that if Congress invites you to sit before them in a hearing, do not go. Even if they subpoena you, ignore the subpoena, do not go. What separates the U.S. from all the other countries is the rule of law. We suppose the rule of law reigns supreme, not a president. Now, this guy's telling everybody, disobey Congress, disobey the law.
Who is the everybody, Charles?
What do you mean, who is everybody? Everybody is the minister.
You said that the president has told everybody not to appear before Congress. Who is the everybody?
Whoever in his administration.
Like who?
Congress. Like who?
Yeah, like who?
Okay, I'll give an example. Like McCain, his former lawyer, or the lawyer not for him, but the lawyer for the office of the presidency. Okay. The guy who's head of the Treasury Department, I forget his name, they requested him to send Trump's tax return. He's not going to do that.
Charles, that's not appearing before Congress. You're comparing apples to oranges. You jump from telling everybody not to appear before Congress, and you're not giving me a single example. If you're going to make accusations, just back it up. That's all I ask. Back it up.
I just gave you two examples.
Well,
do you want some more?
Attorney General Barr just appeared before Congress. Many people in his administration.
He didn't appear before the House. What did he do Thursday, Bob?
He
didn't appear before the House.
Because the Democrats broke the rules of the House and wanted questions from attorneys, not members of Congress. And Barr refused because that's highly, highly unusual. Barr answered all the questions that were given to him. They wanted him to come back, and attorneys were going to be asking the questions. Well, that's like an impeachment hearing, and it's a circus. And Attorney General Barr didn't want to participate in the circus. I don't blame him. You know, we got circus masters like Schumer and Pelosi, and he doesn't want to cooperate, and I don't blame him. Thanks, Charles. Good talk to you. Hope you have a great weekend. I don't have time. When we come back, unless I get a whole lot more phone calls, again, I try on Fridays to do my best to defer to the phone calls. People agree, disagree, that's fine. The statements of an Alabama Democrat are so over the top, offensive, racist, and just despicable. And yet there's very little censure of this man. Wait till you hear this. Hey, listen, the vitriol, the mean-spirited, the anger is not on the right, it's on the left. You haven't heard this? Hang on, I'll do my best to get to it.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.